Welcome to the Storehouse Christian Fellowship Podcast, a church in the making. The following message was recently recorded live from the storehouse. We know you will enjoy our special guest speaker in today's segment. Be blessed.
Praise God. Romans 16 this evening. We want to share something with you tonight to encourage you. To encourage you as members of this new church, that I really believe what the prophet said. My friend Pat Massaro, I've known Pat for like at least 25 years, and he's a seasoned prophet of God. And we were talking about his time here, and he was sharing his impressions with me here. And this was after we had that time of fellowship in New Mexico, Pastor John. And he was sharing with me that he felt that this ministry was going to really multiply and expand and grow. And God was going to do some tremendous things here. And I know we get all excited, oh, this church is going to grow and all that. But how many understand that that means work? Come on. Amen. That doesn't mean just sit back and watch it fall on your head like ripe cherries off a tree. That means there's going to be, amen, work, prayer, sacrifice. Amen. Come on, not just all Pastor John and his wife. Come on. We're talking about, amen, the people that God's bringing here to link up with them and to join together with them. And you know, in Romans 16, Paul has a list of individuals here. I call them the willing unknowns. I call them the willing unknowns here in Romans 16 because they're not lists of apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. It's nobody of that status that is listed here in Romans 16. It's a bunch of willing unknowns that were willing to work behind the scenes and to help wherever help was needed and to, you know what, to get behind the great apostle Paul and help him in what God had called him to do. And God honors that. How many know that the Lord will honor, amen, somebody who will do that, amen, and be faithful with another person's ministry, be faithful with another person's vision, and then God will give you, amen, your own ministry, your own vision, if that's what you desire. And I know that's how Christina and I started out years ago in the ministry. We were just so hungry to do something for God, and we got involved in another man's ministry and supporting him and helping him and doing what God had called him to do. And then God blessed us with our own congregation, and that's the way it works. Come on, how many know if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you really have to become a servant. Come on, I know this is not a popular message, but I'm going to share it anyway. And in Romans 16, you know, there's a bunch of people that he lists here by name. And I'm going to give you the meanings of their names because we need to understand something. In the Bible, the name of a person sometimes was supposed to indicate some type of characteristic that person possessed, some quality. Are you listening? Amen. And in biblical times, a great importance was placed upon the name of an individual. And that's why Proverbs 22:1, just write that down. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Amen. Come on. Right. Amen. The same writer, Ecclesiastes 7:1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment. And it's talking about that expensive stuff like the alabaster that the woman came and worshiped Jesus with. It was worth a whole year's salary there that she expended upon him and anointing him. And it says a good name is better than precious ointment. So you know what? All of us who bear good names should pray for grace to live up to those names. Come on. My name is Christopher. That means Christ bearer. My wife's name is Christine, same derivative of Christ bearer. My daughter's name is Kirsty. That's a derivative of the same name, a Christ bearer. Praise God. So tonight I want to share with you some of these names and what they mean. And I really pray that they will challenge you. Amen. Come on. Amen. Challenge you to come up a little bit higher. Come on, to raise the bar, amen, to rise to a higher standard, amen, of Christian service and even to follow the Lord more closely than ever before. Are you with me tonight? The first name that he mentions here, it's a woman. Praise God, I love that. How many understand that when God usually makes a list in the Bible, usually the first thing on the list is the most important? I'm not saying women are more important than men, but you know what? Sometimes the best men that God has are women. Hello. Come on. Come on. Amen. I say that about one of my spiritual daughters that she's one of my best spiritual sons that I have, but she's a woman. Amen. And he starts with a woman by the name of Phoebe. He says, I commend you unto Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church. Come on. Oh, praise God. No greater description can you give to somebody than to be called a servant of the Lord. Come on. How many servants of the Lord do we have in here today? He says, I commend you unto you, Phoebe, which is a servant of the church, that you receive her, verse 2, in the Lord. That you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her. Come on. Come on. Now, you don't let her do it all by herself, but that you help her, he says. Amen. That you assist her in whatsoever business she had need of you, for she hath been a succorer. Come on. A succorer of many and of myself also. And Phoebe's name, here's what her name means. And I found out that God just didn't put these names in the Bible to give us tongue twisters to try and pronounce. Hello. He didn't put these names in the Bible just to fill in space. These names have meaning. And many times as we research the meanings of the names, the Holy Spirit will give you a revelation. See, these are all the revelations the Holy Spirit gave me as I investigated what these names meant. Now, Phoebe's name, her name means shining and pure. Come on. Her name means shining and pure. And when I found that out, it made me think of the scripture, Matthew 5:16, where it says, let your light so shine before men. Come on. You know what? Have you ever sang that little Sunday school song? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. Come on. How do you let your light shine? Do you go home and get a flashlight or light a candle? What do you do? Well, Matthew 5:16 has the answer. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Come on. How many were to be people of good works? Come on. Amen. And I think that, you know, the scripture says that faith without works is dead and works without faith is dead. And not that we're working for our salvation, but we're working because we have experienced salvation. I really believe that that's a natural outflow out of being born again, is that you want to work for God. You want to do something for him. How many besides me experienced that when you got saved and you got born again, you just wanted to do something for the Lord? Whatever it was that you could find to put your hand to, you wanted to do it. That's the way it was with Christina and I. When we got saved, man, we wanted to be a Bible study. We wanted to help out in any way we could, set up chairs, sweep the floor, cut the grass, go out handing out tracts. I mean, it was just something that was a byproduct of being saved and born again. Come on. But you know what? Unfortunately, a lot of times we start out that way, but then we run out of gas. We get lazy. Hello. Come on. Amen. We lose that. We lose that desire. Now, I'm not talking about anybody in here. We're talking about the church down the street right now. But you know what? We get, you know what I mean? Come on. We get comfortable. We get lazy. We want, let somebody else do it now. I put my time in. I paid my dues. Let the younger ones do it now. I'll just sit back and take it easy. No. Come on. We've been saved to serve. Come on. There is no retirement in the things of God. Come on. Amen. You all heard the saying, you never retire, you just refire. Come on. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to refire. Look at somebody tonight. Tell them it's time to refire. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. But you let your light shine. Amen. Before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We already indicated Phoebe was considered to be a servant in the church. Oh, how pastors are longing for people with a servant attitude nowadays. I know we go from church to church. We're in different churches every week. And you know, one of the common heart cries of the pastors we hear is, where are the laborers? Where are the workers? Where are the people that will help us with the vision God's given us? Where are the people that will help us go out and hit the streets? Where are the people that will help us, amen, feed the poor? Where are the people that will come to prayer meeting and get down on their knees and pray with us and you know, pay the price, amen, in the prayer closet? Where are the workers? Come on. And you know, that's something that we need to see in the church again. People with a servant attitude.
We want to thank you for listening and hope that you subscribe to this podcast and continue to listen in to what is going on here at the Storehouse. If you want to email any suggestions or comments, you can email at info@storehouseone.org. That's info@storehouseone.org. And don't forget to visit the website at www.storehouseone.org. For those of you that are in the area, we are located at 9815 Carmenita Road, Suite I in the city of Whittier, California, 90605. Our phone number here is 562-696-3330. Our services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We hope to see you at the Storehouse or hear from you by email. Until next time, go forward fulfilling God's purpose with passion.